third-party interest groups that fund many of the political ads you see on TV and the internet are supposed to operate separate from the candidates they support. But this year, some of these groups are getting an assist from U.S. Senate candidates Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis. WFAE's Tom Bullock had a report this morning that shows how Hagan and Tillis provide film footage of themselves that makes its way into ads paid for by interest groups. Tom joins us now, and Tom, I understand there is an update to your piece, but first, bring us up to speed on exactly what's happening here.
Happy to, Mark. Campaigns are producing what's called B-roll footage. This is professionally shot and staged video. Sometimes it's still pictures, but it always shows the candidate in a positive way. These generic scenes, and they are very generic, are then posted publicly on the internet where anyone can download them. This morning we talked about a group called the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. They have an ad airing now in which half of the footage was produced by the Hagan campaign. I spoke with the president of the alliance and he confirmed they had downloaded that footage. And that's what's controversial about this tactic. Critics claim B-roll production serves just one purpose, to provide the building blocks of political ads by outside groups that want to include images of the candidates they support.
All right, so this latest ad, who's behind it?
American Crossroads. It's a Republican super PAC headed by strategist Karl Rove. The group is spending more than $1 million to air the ad in Charlotte and Raleigh. Rove has publicly supported Tom Tillis in his efforts to win the Republican primary in May and then to defeat Senator Hagan in the general election later this year. The American Crossroads ad is structured to do both. The first part of the ad attacks Hagan. Let's hear a bit of what it has to say. It starts with an image of Kay Hagan and President Obama side by side.
We know where they stand. Their Obamacare deception, addicted to out-of-control spending and debt, attacking our common-sense voter ID law.
As the ad goes on, the music changes and video of Tom Tillis fills the screen. And much of that video was produced by Tom Tillis's own campaign.
And how do we know that's the case?
Because we found it on YouTube. There's a file there on Tillis's campaign page that contains nothing but 2 minutes and 54 seconds of this. It's called Montage 2, and it's a collection of professionally shot generic scenes of Tillis. I'll let Fred Wertheimer describe it from here. He's the founder and president of Democracy 21, a national campaign finance watchdog group.
That is a substantial amount of what is called B-roll footage. There's absolutely no statement of positions on there. There is background music and almost 3 minutes of footage of Mr. Tillis.
And one-third of this new American Crossroads ad is footage that you can find in Montage 2.
Now, Tom, federal law bans interest groups and campaigns from coordinating their efforts.
That's true, and that's where footage like this is pushing legal bounds. Both Democrats and Republicans have challenged the repurposing of B-roll footage and other items produced by campaigns. The Federal Election Commission is in charge of deciding what is and is not legal in these issues. The FEC is comprised of six commissioners, and three of them have ruled the use of B-roll is legal. But that means three commissioners think it's not. So I asked Paul Ryan, senior counsel at the Campaign Legal Center in Washington, D.C., what that meant.
A tie vote is not a vindication of activity. It just means that a dysfunctional FEC can't do anything. It's deadlocked. So that does not equal a statement by the FEC that this activity is legally permissible.
So does this mean that the issue just can't be resolved?
It means that if and when the composition of the FEC changes, they may finally issue a ruling. Until then, the number of campaigns producing B-roll continues to grow. And the two ads that we've looked at, the Tillis ad and the pro-Hagan ad, well, those are supporting candidates. I'm curious if campaigns will change their tune about B-roll if and when an attack ad using their footage airs.
And we'll stay tuned. WFAE's Tom Bullock, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You can see examples of candidate B-roll and the ads produced by outside groups that use them on our website, wfae.org.